Important meal of the day.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morning, Leisha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
You were just saying that you went to Ottolenghi's restaurant, one of his restaurants in London.
Yeah.
And sat next to him.
I did, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I went to Nopi, which is kind of, you know, he has those Ottolenghi sort of delis that are quite casual, but he has this more fancy restaurant called Nopi, and I went by myself and I was just sitting at the bar and he came and sat next to me and I kind of got a little bit starstruck and kind of just didn't know what to say, so I didn't say anything.
We were just joking about, like, what do you say? Like, hey, yeah. I like food. I like the food you make.
Yeah. But yeah, I do. Cool. I love him and I have all of his cookbooks and they're so good. They're so easy to cook from. And yeah, so he's great.
Nice. Yum.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
No. What are we talking about this morning?
So cooking with beer today.
Yum.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people, you know, it's quite common putting a splash of wine and stuff in your food, but beer you can use, you know, the same way. So dark beers like stout, Guinness, porter, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can use all those in braises, like the same way you would red wine.
Oh, so, okay.
I've got this slow cooked chili recipe that I've made a few times, which you pour in basically like a whole bottle of dark beer.
Uh-huh.
And you put a bit of coffee in there as well, because coffee, you know, that
sounds
dark,
great.
Dark
yeah.
beer has those coffee flavors. And yeah, and it just does this, you know, cooks down and gives it a richer.
Like a chili mince.
Yeah,
sort of
yeah,
thing.
Like yeah. minced beef and chili.
That sounds that great.
Yeah, so that's delicious. And then you can also use it to make, there's a really great Guinness and chocolate cake recipe.
I think I've had a Guinness and chocolate cake before and it was so nice. Also, you kind of like weirdly would not know necessarily that there was...
No, yeah, that's the thing. When you're cooking with beer, like normally all the alcohol and the beery yeah. kind of flavours get cooked out and you're just kind of left with like, you know, sort of the richness.
Yeah. So that's kind of like cooking with wine
yeah,
as well.
Same
yeah,
same as cooking with wine. So, yeah, so those dark beers always have like flavour profiles of coffee and chocolate anyway, so they kind of pair really well with that kind of thing. You can also use them to make a marinade for something like ribs. So mm-hmm. if you've got dark beer, mixed it with ketchup and spices and sugar and reduced it down and then you would use that to glaze your ribs.
Yum.
Yeah. and then something lighter beers like a pilsner, you can use them to as you would white wine. So to steam clams and mussels and stuff, you could go in with a bottle of a pilsner or like a Weiss beer. And yeah, and again, it cooks off, you know, the berry flavour cooks off and you'd have like garlic and chilli and herbs and stuff in there.
Oh, great.
And I think they do that at, you know, like those kind of Occidental mussel places,
yeah,
those muscle
okay.
pot places.
Yeah,
yeah. A bit. I've also had a beer and cheese dip, which is made with like a pilsner.
What?
So you get like you melt down a bunch of different cheeses. Mm-hmm. It's quite an American thing. And you put in a bottle of beer and it, and then you use it to dip. You dip in big soft pretzels.
Oh, that sounds
what?
Good.
What? That's
yeah.
something I've
had
heard
like
of before.
Raclette, like kind of fondue with, I think it was a whiskey or something mixed into the cheese. And that was really good. So I can kind of imagine that sort of, because you still kind of taste the
yeah,
alcohol
a little bit
in that
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, beer bread is very simple. So the beer acts as the yeast because it's already got yeast
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So a bottle of beer, self-raising flour and sugar is all it is.
Really? No, that's so easy.
Yeah, and you mix it together and it's sort of comes out like a soda bread, so it's not a really nice, you know, it's a dense kind of texture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But toast it with butter and it'll still be delicious.
Yum.
And
what
you
does
that
taste like?
It's got sort of a little bit of a sour taste
yeah.
because
right.
of the beer as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a really basic
and
bread.
And that would be a pilsner or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lighter beer. And yeah, you don't need to knead it, so you just mix it together and it just kind of...
Oh, I hate kneading.
Yeah.
I hate kneading. It's
sorted.
The worst.
And yeah, and it just kind of does its thing. And then obviously beer batter, which we all are familiar with. But
What is that? Because I actually don't know.
It's just you add you use the beer as the liquid in the batter.
Okay.
So then you.
So no egg?
No. I mean, I have not made it in years, but I don't know. It's just beer and flour and
batter.
Yeah, you make that into a batter. Yeah, and then salt and. But you don't. But you know, most commonly people use it to batter fish, but you can batter any. You know, you could batter cauliflower or onion rings or.
Beer batter cauliflower sounds great.
Yeah, anything you want to deep fry, basically, you can beer batter.
what more can you want except for deep fried food and beer, basically? Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that beer butt chicken?
No.
Oh, the beer can, like a beer canter. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So that's more of a summer thing, really, because you do it on the barbecue. I think you can do it inside your home oven, but you'd want to be careful about it overflowing.
Exploding,
and, so you drink half the can. You're supposed to drink half the can of beer, and then you put you stick it up a chicken's butt and put the put the chicken, you know, facing upright, in and then it's the beer, as the chicken's cooking, the beer bubbles up inside the chicken and keeps it moist from the inside and flavors it from the inside.
That is, it is, it does look totally ridiculous when you see someone cooking it. You're like, what are you doing? It looks like they're sort of playing with their food.
Actually, the practically, you just put it on your barbecue and close your barbecue.
Yeah, and I've never done it, like, but it doesn't seem like practically it would actually be that simple. Like, how would you get the balance right? Like,
I feel like I've seen those things that's like a plate and it's got like two like forks coming out of prongs.
To hold it,
and then you put it down on that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. So you might need something like that.
Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, someone says they always add an egg.
That'll be the beer batter.
To the beer batter.
To the beer batter.
I haven't done it for years. So I wanted to talk a bit about beer and food matching as well. So people, you know, obviously there's always wine matches and stuff, but I think people are becoming a bit more, you know, beer obviously is so much more sophisticated these days. There's so many different kinds and, many different flavour profiles. So beer and cheese are actually a really good match. They they have more flavor profiles in common than they do with wine. So,
really? That's so funny because people are always like, wine and cheese.
Yeah, like a wine and cheese platter.
Beer and cheese are two of my favorite things. So you're really talking my language here.
Yeah. So the wine is quite high in acidity, which tends to kind of like mess with the flavors in the cheese. Like it competes a bit too strongly with them. So generally, the stronger the beer, the darker the beer, the stronger the cheese you would pair it with, and then the lighter the beer, a lighter cheese. So a dark beer would go good with something aged or like a blue cheese.
Okay,
a moldy one.
Yeah, and then the lighter beers, like a Pilsner or a Weiss beer kind of thing, would go nicely with, those beers kind of tend to have kind of citrusy and herbaceous flavours, and so they go good with soft cheeses, like goat's cheese and stuff like that.
Oh, yum, that would be great. Did you guys happen to hear Saturday Drive, Plato's Retreat has the Cheese Wheel of Fortune now, which is a great little segment if you're a cheese fan.
That's where,
Pearl Little, who used to do the top 10, pops in and just rates a cheese that they've got in there. And I was listening to it and it made me so hungry.
But she's blindfolded, so she has to guess the price mark of the cheese. But maybe pairing it with some beer would be
a very good combo there.
Yeah.
What else can you pair beer with?
It goes really great with spicy food. It's like a great palate cleanser and tends to like calm down the, the heat of anything spicy. So have you guys been to those Satya Spice and Chai lounges?
Yeah.
One in Sandringham, one on K Road. And Sammy, who owns those, is just such a huge beer enthusiast.
Cool.
They have like hundreds of beers at the Sandringham one. So he can pair any of his dishes.
And he's
with
there
beer.
Usually, isn't he?
Or on the K Road one. But you'll know him by he's got a big giant smile and he's very, very welcoming and friendly. So
that's nice.
That's him if you see him.
Someone texted in saying, FYI, whiskey and blue cheese is life changing.
Oh, wow. I've never had that before.
Oh, no, neither.
Sounds good.
Well, I don't know if I can do. I don't know about just whiskey.
But that's some people. I think whiskey's one of those things you either do love it or you hate it. It's a bit of a polarizing one.
Yeah.
I think I'd go for the beer.
Yeah. another really classic pairing is Guinness and oysters, dark beer and oysters.
I wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah, and I think that, I don't know, the logic behind that to me, in my mind anyway, is that they're both kind of creamy, and you kind of get that kind of creamy mouthfeel from both of them. And oysters are at their peak this time of year in the winter. So so that's quite
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, yeah, they're best in winter. They say months without an R are the best times to eat oysters.
Oysters,
so that's, all the middle months, June, July, August. And so it's a nice time of year to have some oysters and some Guinness. I think Guinness is a nice wintry beer.
Definitely a wintry beer.
Does that mean the price of oysters goes down?
Well, they're more readily available, so I'd say they would be
a little bit cheaper.
They always seem around the same price. They're always expensive.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Leisha.
You're welcome.
All sounds delicious. That might be my weekend activity, is finding some nice cheeses to pair with a beer or something like that. Thank you very much, Leisha. Breakfast food this morning.
Yumbo.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Someone said whiskey is pulverizing, and people who don't like whiskey should go to a whiskey tasting. So there's lots of people got opinions about whiskey out there too.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year. Semi-permanent. Packed with top flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantel Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafiq Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Lynette and Sun. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss Semi-Permanent. 3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
This week at the Hollywood Avondale.
Thursday, it's Todd Salon's 1995 coming-of-age cult comedy Welcome to the Dollhouse at 8pm. On Friday, we pay tribute to Hong Kong director Ringo Lam with a screening of Full Contact at 8pm. Then at 10.15, Ant Simpson pulls something out of God knows where for a late-night mystery film from the vault. Then it's a Jim Carrey Sunday, The Truman Show at 2pm and Cable Guy at 5pm. This week, it's nothing but 35 mil. Come early for trailers, shorts and other oddities.
The Hollywood Avondale, your local independent church of cinema.
You'll want an organic mulch to really pep up those peonies.
Nah, mate, for fuller blooms, definitely manure pea straw mix.
No, that's cooked. May as well just pour blood and bone all over it.
I'll show you blood and bone, mate. You don't have the heart for correct soil maintenance.
I really just go, I do hydroponic anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Dirtbag Radio on 95 BFM, truly passionate about dirt and bags of it. 2 hours of punk, garage, rock and roll, psych and everything dirtbag, 7 to 9pm every Monday night. Dirtbag Radio, only on 95 BFM.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words, because he waka eke noa. Kia ora e te tau. Hey babe.
Kia ora e te tau. How are you?
What are you after?
I was wondering if we could not watch Doctor Who tonight.
Kia ora e te tau. Hey babe. Māori words. Karawhiua. Give it a go.
We're going to play some Purple Pilgrims for you now. This is Two Worlds Apart.
Sleep here on the grass with the cows.
purple pilgrims there, two worlds apart. I meant to read this out earlier, but we got a text about the Mary Lattimore and Juliana Barwick show last night from Dim, who said it was apparently amazing. All three artists, including Roy Montgomery, were too mecca beautiful. Thanks, BFM, for getting my friend and I there. You're most welcome. You're most welcome. I hope other people who went along to that had a great time too. It did look amazing from the videos I saw. Mary Lattimore and Juliana Barwick popped into Hunter's show the other day to do My Morning Mixtape, so if you missed that, you should check it out if you're a bit of a fan, because they seemed like lovely people and it was an interesting chat. This is Palberta with Sound of the Beat. That was Palberta. Short and sweet song there, Sound of the Beat, off the Roach Going Down album. And this is Ty Segall with Taste. Seagull. I always say it wrong. Ty Segall. Fantastic track though.
BFM.
Shaking high.
Ty Segall there. I don't know if he ever gives himself a break. He's always, always working on projects.
BFM News headlines.
FIRKNA coming up in the news at 9 o'clock. StatsNZ is partnering with cell phone companies to launch a new way of tracking people's movements every hour. The New Zealand government has launched a tribunal to resolve claims from the 2011 Christchurch earthquakes. We have some political commentary from Rod Oram discussing the UK leadership race. And criminal charges have been brought against four suspects for the shooting down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014. Whakarongo tonu mai, stay tuned for these stories in full, along with weather and surf coming up at 9.
Kia ora rahul.
95BFM presents Justin Townes Earl, performing August 23rd at the Tuning Fork.
I'm a bad dream, not a nightmare, I'm too pretty for that. As you see, I'm the last thing you wanna see come, and I'm the reason they say watch it back. But for so long, I was like a wounded hound, back to a chain link fence. The world at large was just a big mean kid, poking me through the fence with a stick. Ain't nobody born bad, it takes a whole lot of hurt. There lies one of life's biggest lessons, and got nothing to do with deserve. Just pray you've seen a lost cause. Hard to understand. You got your sheep, you got your shepherds, got your wolves amongst men. It can be hard to tell, might find a wolf in shepherd's clothes. But now and then, gonna find sheep in amongst all them troubled souls. No more folks is most afraid of the wolf. If you really stop and think, throughout time between the wolf and the shepherd, do you think has killed more sheep? Now there's nothing can be done, it's just the way it goes. First you get back, then you get me, and then there's nothing left but to grow cold. To the scene of lost cause. Some will say I've got no feeling, no heart, and surely no shame. Truth is that this has been with me so long that I just admit I kind of like the pain. How many encounters you ever had? Better yet, how many wolves you ever seen? You got about as much chance of seeing one of them as you do running into me. Still take nothing for granted. Might live on the best block in Beverly Hills. Be sure you lock up tight at night. You know poor folks ain't got nothing to steal. Just pray to the saint of lost causes. Thank you.
Justin Townsill there. That was The Saint of Lost Causes. If you like the sound of that, you can go and check him out on the 23rd of August at the Tuning Fork. It's a BFM Presents gig, so if you want more info, you can jump on our website and find out more. Right now, though, we have got Jasmine Rose Phillips in the studio, a.k.a. him. Kia ora, welcome.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
Oh, sorry, I've pulled your mic down the wrong way. Kia ora, welcome. You are on tour at the moment with your brand new album, Snakes at Night, which we've been playing quite a bit of on BFM. How's your trip been so far all around Aotearoa?
It's been a real wonderful trip, but it's been really long.
How many days on the road?
2 weeks.
Yeah, that is a long one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so I'm really happy though that we've decided to finish the last show in Auckland with like friends, and then I can do that and not have to drive 16 hours. And yeah. I can just stop.
You can
which
just
will be
relax.
Nice.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Lay down on the floor.
So the thing I love about your music is that it sort of straddles this kind of in-between space between, I guess, like classic sort of listening music. I don't know what, you know, genre necessarily you would classify it in, because it doesn't really have a sort of like specific genre to it. But it also sits in the kind of performance art realm as well. What is it that sort of drives you into making music and art in that way, that kind of sits in those two things? Is it a conscious decision, or is it just the way it comes out?
Thank you for not asking me what genre of my music is.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
It's like the hardest question I've been getting in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't know until you said that my music was linked to my performance art, other than the me in it.
Mm.
Yeah, I suppose that it is just the same like desire to share, and in, like comes from the same place. But I wouldn't. I think sometimes people, when they maybe compliment me or comment on me as a performer when I'm playing music, and I find that a funny thing, because I think that's, I'm probably being more authentic than I am in this conversation right now, and thinking less about what I'm going to say and all those things, and I'm probably the most myself in that moment,
yeah,
than any other time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
it kind of comes out the way it has to come out, I guess.
Yeah, I can't. I would love to be able to sculpt it, but
it just does what it does.
That sounds good, but it kind of just like a big sparkly vomit.
That's a great way to describe anything, I think.
Title of my next
album. I feel like if someone asks you what genre your music is, that's the answer you should go
with. I have been saying things like that now. Like, yeah. It's like, it's a bit rock, metal, rap, shoegaze. Like, I don't know what they want from me. Yeah.
What is genre anyway? But it's a really interesting album, because it's nice and short, which I like in terms of like tracks, but the songs themselves are quite lengthy. They have like a sort of beautiful kind of ebb and flow to the way that they roll. When you're writing, did it all kind of come in one big lot? Did you go, oh, this song, I've got an album suddenly? Or was it all bits and pieces from quite a long period of time that you've sort of pulled together?
I think it probably came over like, yeah, a year or something. And then I think the longer songs are the songs that I write to play live, because I just write them and then they'll go for like 8 minutes, and I actually had to try and cut out bits when I was recording. And then the shorter songs were ones which I actually, during the album, started recording as like a distraction, and then I quite enjoyed the vibe of them and kept doing that. Yeah. So yeah, but it wasn't like, I don't think I ever would be like, oh, I'm going to write an album, or I'm going to create a thing. It was just, yeah.
It came out
all there.
And then you're like, oh, I've got enough now.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like, oh, I better do this, or I'm going to start to hate them and then get rid of them and then have new ones, and then I'll never actually